Soon after celebrating his 71st birthday, United States President Donald Trump has returned to his favorite platform to express his outrage over news he is being investigated. United States President Donald Trump's latest Twitter eruptions come in particular after revelations special counsel Robert Mueller is investigating him personally. The Washington Post has reported the wider investigation into any Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election is now looking into Mr. Trump's possible obstruction of justice. First, there was this tweet from Mr. Trump.
They made up a phony collusion with the Russian story, found zero proof. So now they go for obstruction of justice on the phony story. Nice.
Then this.
You are witnessing the single greatest witch hunt in American political history, led by some very bad and conflicted people.
Meanwhile, in his 15th annual nationwide live call-in show from Moscow, Russian President Vladimir Putin had some words of his own about political interference in other countries.
The former FBI director said that he believed that Russia meddling in the election process took place, but he again did not provide any evidence for this. But as he said, there was influence over their minds and over how they should act. Does it ever happen differently in the world? What about the constant American propaganda, their constant sponsoring of America-oriented NGOs, for which they allocate direct funds to? Isn't that influence over our minds and an attempt to influence how we should behave during election campaigns? It happens year after year.
The former FBI director he referred to, James Comey, was fired by Mr. Trump. Mr. Putin even made Mr. Comey a joking offer.
This sounds and looks very strange when the head of a special service records conversations with the commander-in-chief and then hands it over to the media through his friend. What is the difference between the FBI director and Mr. Snowden in this case? By the way, if he is somehow persecuted in connection to this, we are ready to give him political asylum in Russia. He should know that.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has now hired a lawyer to help him through the investigation into any ties between the Trump campaign and Russia. And the United States Senate has voted nearly unanimously to impose new sanctions on Russia and require Mr. Trump to gain Congress's approval before easing any sanctions on Russia. Meanwhile, during his four-hour marathon phone-in, Mr. Putin has suggested the two countries could cooperate in efforts to prevent the proliferation of mass destruction weapons. And he says they could work together to solve what he calls the problems in Syria and the Middle East.